Well, Tyler, we're all on a journey, and it's a journey from your soul to your spirit. Now, for some, that's a very difficult journey. And in the past, we used to travel all over the world to go to places that were holy and sacred so that we could then find our own spiritual core. Nowadays, that is not so possible. As a matter of fact, it's becoming more and more unlikely all the time, especially with the fake pandemics, which were created by laws that literally are places where demons come to rest. The pandemic laws of America that started in 2008 are literally written by demons to depopulate America. And so when you want to go on a trip now, you say, well, you know, do I want to go to Machu Picchu? Well, human sacrifice there. Do I want to go to the top of the Pyramid of the Sun in Mexico? Maybe I want to go to the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid. No matter where you want to travel now, there's going to be difficulty. Now, that may seem very unfortunate, but in fact, it is completely coincident and in agreement with what we know as the decline and fall of civilizations. Western civilization is coming to its end. And as it is in its death throes, we are hearing the death knells of those who are the elites who are in power and control. And basically what they're calling for is that most of humanity be wiped out through depopulation, through eugenics, through vaccinations, through pharmaceutical companies, through medical treatments, through all the kind of things that literally make you have to stop and say, well, you know, I don't really need to go on a journey to some sacred place. I need to find a sacred place inside of myself. I need to find that my body is a human temple and that I have reverence and devotion and awe and wonder and respect for it, for the miracle that it presents, and that I will be responsible enough as in my soul that I will protect my spirit from the evil machinations of the war, the pharmaceutical war upon human bloodstream, which is now World War III. We've entered the war of all against all with the measures that have been taken for the globalists to take over basically the free will of every human being on the face of the earth. Not only do they want to lock you down when you don't have an illness, which is the opposite of what it's supposed to be, you only sequester people who are ill, not people who are healthy. That will make people who are healthy ill. You don't put masks on to stop a respiratory disorder, because even Anthony Fauci demonstrated in 2008 in a report that he wrote, which you can go to the internet and read, he studied the deaths of the people during the Spanish flu. And what he found was, which was one of the largest number of deaths, anywhere from 50 to 100 million people supposedly died, he found that the majority of people died because they were wearing masks, and that they died of bacterial pneumonia that the masks were trapping inside of the moist mask, which in fact then collected bacterial viruses and bacteria, but particularly pneumonia bacterium. So what we're dealing with here is, are we where's the journey to now? It used to be that the elite or the rich or the people who in America had the money, they would travel to every spiritual place known on the face of the earth. They'd go to every place that Mother Mary ever appeared and gather water from there, or sacred dirt from every single spiritual site on the face of the earth, or back to where they thought they were in a previous incarnation so that they could hook up with that type of wisdom that they had from a previous... All of that is no longer available to us.
If you look around you, you see people in masks, at least up in Michigan, you still see people in masks. You see restaurants with crazy things that they're doing and all this. And you look at the one retail shop after another closing. Everything that you see is a disintegration of the world that we knew. It will never go back to what it was. But we're counting on our audience who've been following us for a while realize that it can be a launching pad for something much better to help humans evolve the spiritual beings that they are. So this journey is one of consciousness. So as you move through this, I imagine that Many of you have started to prepare your home environment to kind of weather this storm that we're coming into. You prepared your ark. And there's so many things that you could be doing to make that transition a little bit more comfortable for you and your family. But that's what I'm talking about there, Douglas. It's this journey into a new way of being. We're watching not only history happen, we are watching the changes of a new age.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, we may be facing an extinction event if the bad news about the coronavirus vaccine is as bad as some people think that it is, which it seems as if it is headed in that direction. We'll know in the next 6 months to a year. Remember, they will not even have the first studies done on humans with the Pfizer, Moderna, or AstraZeneca for 2 years. So, or Johnson & Johnson, or any of them. In other words, you sign a document, you sign a waiver if you get this current vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's a viral vector spike protein. It is not a vaccine. Vaccines have a live virus. This has no live virus in it. And so what are we really dealing with here? We're dealing with messenger RNA, which is what takes apart DNA and reconstructs it as it is replicating, and then as a messenger sends it to that area that DNA, that new cell that is being created, needs to go in the human body. This is a miracle that no one understands. No one has come anywhere near close to understanding how it is that your body, as it produces new cells through messenger RNA, as it separates and recombines, can then send it to the place that it's supposed to be sent. That is the kind of journey that is a spiritual journey that was prepared by hierarchical beings who created the temple of your body. So now, instead of the old days, which is you take your body to the spiritual place, you know, you go to Peru or Chile or South America to do an ayahuasca retreat or, you know, whatever. No, that isn't what's happening. What's happening is what we have told you. You build your ark. This is the end of the Western civilization. We didn't think it would end now, to be quite frank with you. But now it seems as if all the earmarks are here, and that the fact that we are still living in the shadow of Roman legalism and Greek philosophy, and ignoring Greek philosophy. I mean, look at the fall of the Roman Empire, the fall of the Greek Empire, the fall of the Persian Empire, the fall of any of these empires. They come and they go. Civilizations come and go. But what doesn't come and go? Human conscious development. So whether you're looking at ancient Hindu scriptures, or you're looking at modern interpretations of those, or any other religion or ancient philosophy or mythology that you can think of, they all come back to the human body. Every single Greek god is who you are, Greek god and goddess. All of the deities of the pantheon of the Hindus is who you are. And so when you look inside of yourself, it used to be that you would go on the quest for the grail, thinking the grail was outside of yourself. In the end, you find out the grail is your heart. The grail is the morality and the love that is in your heart of hearts. And so those things that we knew from the past have transformed. And so it's not a bad thing to say that Western civilization is coming to an end. It needs to come to an end. Why? Because it's been a matriarchal culture since 2100 BC.
It's not
patriarchal. Patriarchal culture, leaving the matriarchal culture behind and darkening it, and in fact crucifying women, and to this very moment making sure that most of the women on the face of the earth don't get to vote, they don't have rights, they're abused, and they are, you want to talk about racism, worse than that is what the male human has done to the female human over the last 4,000 years. And so we see a new age. At the end of one age, a new age is beginning. So a new civilization is arising. So we have to look for new icons. Those icons won't come from the myth of globalism, that we all need to lovingly accept everyone in the world, open all of our borders, share all of our wealth, have everything in common, have no wealth at all, and like Klaus Schwab says, you will own nothing and you will be happy. You will own nothing because Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum will own everything. And you will be happy because they will have given you a vaccine to make sure that you're stupid and happy. The theosophist and anthroposophist, Rudolf Steiner, among them, stated that they would create vaccines in our time, and he predicted this back in the 1920s, that there would be vaccines that would literally wipe out the human ability for the soul to have any interest in finding its own spirit. He said that the vaccines would take a young child and that they would attempt to induce and inject these vaccines into the child as soon as it's born so that it would become a clever adult that only has materialistic thoughts, that has no interest in the unseen worlds, the invisible worlds, the worlds that we go to every night when we sleep, the world we go to when we die, the world we come from when we're born and we go to when we pass away. All of those things are wiped out by vaccines. So what happens? A child is born and they're given a hepatitis shot. Well, all of those shots are, in many cases, they're simply live viruses that live in the body until they become disease and illness later. So that's what most vaccines are, if they are a live virus vaccine. But now we've entered a new age, and that's the reason I believe that we're in the mini version of the war of all against all, and that we are seeing apocalyptic tendencies. But remember, read to the end of the apocalypse. St. John painted a beautiful picture for those who were the devout followers, the one-third of humanity that's going to make it. Two-thirds of humanity is not going to make it. And look at how many people are getting the vaccine, which, as I was just getting ready to say, you sign a waiver when you get any of the vaccines, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, the one who created this whole viral vector system. AstraZeneca is a little bit different, but here in America, whatever shot you're getting, you sign a waiver. And if you read it closely, it tells you, if you're a man, that you might want to take your sperm and put it in a sperm bank because this might affect your ability to have children. We know that the vaccine has in it substances that stop the placenta from attaching to the uterus of a woman. So a woman basically, in many cases, there have been many abortions, but in many cases, they're becoming, they're not becoming sterile. They're having the inability for their blood system to be able to host a placenta, which means they can't have children. This is all well planned. We know that these shots were given out in the smallpox and hepatitis B shots in Africa to children that were given out by the Gates Foundation, and now also in India, the polio vaccines, and now they're being sued all over the place. That's the reason they had to move forward quickly with the pandemic that would then basically create pharmaceutical martial law across the world. And what are they trying to do? It's not enough for them to attack your blood system with enteroviruses and coronaviruses. Now they want to create fake vaccines that will attack your ability to replicate your own DNA and turn you into a GMO, a genetically modified organism. Yes, folks, that's exactly what happens. And you sign a waiver stating that this is an experimental drug. It is not approved by the CDC or anyone else. No one has approved these vaccines. They're only approved for emergency use, and the onus, the responsibility, is upon the person getting the shot. That's a fact. Just read the waivers. And when you sign that, if you die from it, then your insurance policy isn't going to pay off, because all insurance policies have a clause that state that if you are involved in experimental technology, biotechnology, that it invalidates your insurance policy. So there will be no recourse for any remuneration if you or your children get harmed by these, by the vaccines. As we know in America, there's a vaccine court that protects the pharmaceutical companies that have The CDC owns the majority of the vaccine patents and is partially not a governmental organization, but is a corporation. And they make billions of dollars off of those vaccines each year, knowing that they are approving them when, in fact, they create autism, autism spectrum disorder, Asperger's, and many illnesses that happen 20, 30, 40 years down the line. For instance, shingles comes from the chickenpox shot, the varicella shot. That's what creates herpes. That's what creates shingles. So, and also can create virulent forms of chickenpox that can kill you as an adult. These things go into your body, they lodge into your nerve system in many cases, and then they are triggered later when your stress factors get very intense or you become much older.
And so the vaccine has already been rolled out. We see many of our loved ones, our friends, who have taken the vaccine. Some even have taken it twice. And maybe they didn't get the effects immediately, but we are just standing by waiting to see in the next few months what happens. And I've even heard and read quite a bit that they become carriers of something that could be much worse than COVID. So when I read that, then I have a very real reason to want to socially distance from those people. If you're vaccinated, I don't want to be near you at this point, because you weren't vaccinated. You were treated with a form of germ warfare.
Yes, and when we look at fascism, communism, or any of the failed ideologies of the modern time, Leninism, Bolshevism, any of them, whether they be in Italy, France, Germany, Russia, it doesn't matter. They all did one thing. They limited the travel of their own people because they're fascists, and they didn't want people leaving their country because they wouldn't come back. And so one of the first things they did was lock them down into their country. Well, now we have been locked down into our homes. We've been locked down into not getting on a plane unless you have a vaccine passport or proof that you have a vaccine. The current vaccine, by the way. Let me just make this perfectly clear. The CDC stated from the beginning, if you go back to their first initial press conferences, that you won't need two shots. You need four. Two shots immediately. Two shots 6 months from then, and then you'll need an annual booster shot.
Basically, they need to keep shooting you until you're dead.
Precisely. So that's what they did. They locked us in with these pandemic laws, which are unconstitutional and should be rescinded immediately today. And then the World Health Organization and the United Nations wouldn't be controlling the globe. They control America through the National Institute of Health and through the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Well, those people have hardly ever helped anyone, ever. They consider everything to be a virus and that they're going to create a vaccine for it because they're vaccine producers. They're Big Pharma. And Big Pharma is making its greatest deal of money off of vaccines. And now look, everyone who even attempted to try to make this a vaccine of any sort whatsoever was given untold amounts of money in this new globalist pharmaceutical war upon the human beings. So that's what the fascists do. They lock you in. And then what do? They experiment on you. Well, first off, they mark you if you are the indigenous population or the population they don't like. So how do you get marked? By wearing your mask. If you wear your mask, you're basically stating that you're in agreement with a policy which has nothing to do with science, and so, but they claim that it's all scientific. You cannot find one single study, not now or in the past 10 years or since they started studying masks, that state that masks help anyone ever for anything. They do not decrease any exposure, any contagion. That's been proven with hospitals, with doctors in surgical rooms, everything. Why do they wear them? Because it's a convention that proves that you're in compliance with a higher authority. In other words, you give up your free will. You give up your ego. That is the intent of what this is all about. They want to destroy your ability to contact your own temple of that is the temple of your spirit that your soul leads you to on your journey.
And why is this now? Is this because human beings have reached a point in evolution where we are ready to take a big step forward, and the evil ones won't be able to come with us. So they are trying to pull us back to keep the earth from evolving. Can we take the conversation to that level at this point?
Yes, the threshold, the between the physical and the spiritual world, or between the physical and the unseen world, has now become perforated. There's holes in it. So people are being sucked across it. Why? Because of the threat of nuclear annihilation. Now the threat of biological annihilation. Any type of fear, doubt, or hatred that you encounter before you go to sleep at night or before you die are the very things that you need your soul to work out so that your spirit can then ascend, whether you're sleeping at night or whether it's after you die. Otherwise, you stay on this side of the threshold with materialism, and you get locked into believing that the only world there is this 3D materialistic world. And then you are fearful. Why are you fearful? Because you're afraid of death. Doubt lodges in your brain because you don't have faith. Fear lodges in your willpower because other authorities are taking over your life. And hatred lodges in your heart as you no longer have any sympathy or love for anyone else in the world because you're just trying to live your life and defend your family without being killed by the food, by irradiation, by 5G, by all the attacks upon you from all directions.
Now, I know we're all over the place, but I have to get so much in. One of the things that we always ask in the conclave is how these people became so evil and how their plan transcends any one person's lifetime. It's like a plan that's a master plan over centuries. And that could be Cecil Rhodes's plan, but you know, the 200-year plan to take over the world kind of thing. But there's something else going on here. And when I was describing it to you and really saying, what is this, Douglas? You said it's dynastic transmigration. Did I say that right?
Yes, let's go there in just a second. But let's first point out that how does this happen? Because that's the first part of your question, is that politicians pass laws that demons come to possess, and those demons come to control your life. And there's not a single person in the Senate or the Congress that has ever looked at the pandemic law that doesn't know that it's unconstitutional, absurd. It gives your entire free will away.
Then why can't the states individually use the 10th Amendment and nullify this, at least for their states? They can protect the governors and the legislatures of these states can protect the state from the siege of the White House and the Congress.
Because there's probably only a few people in America that know that in 2008, these pandemic laws were passed and that they were then renewed even in 2018. So in 2018, they upped the ante and they put all of America underneath one person for Health and Human Services for preparedness. The assistant director for preparedness determines when a pandemic the nature of the pandemic, though the pandemic is called by this law by the United Nations World Health Organization. They determine the pandemic when it begins and when it ends. And right now, there are no actual elements that can end a pandemic. So we are in a pandemic that has been called by the World Health Organization, and by the law of 2018, we must go with what the National Institute of Health and World and CDC said.
2008.
Eight.
The law was eight. Okay.
Yeah, but it was renewed in 18. Yes.
Oh.
So it was renewed three times. So it's been four times they've passed this, and I say anyone who voted for this works for the devil. I'm going to make that crazy statement. Anyone who voted for the pandemic laws is directly working for the devil, and I suggest that they are not going to get the shots. They're not going to get the vaccines, and they probably make sure that their children are exempt from vaccines also, because they know, because they get pharmaceutical money, not only directly, but also through the Chamber of Commerce. The entire Congress is bought and paid for by Big Pharma, Big Oil, and all these huge corporations, especially, which are driven by bankers who are also brokers, which needs to stop.
It's the whole K Street operation And we did a citizen intelligence report on that, thanks to AFI Miners and Michael McKibben, that showed that who is behind K Street but Prince Charles with the Prince's Trust.
Yes, always the British and the Pilgrim Society, which in America pans out to be the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as the Crown Agents, as well as CIRCO, as well as the Senior Executive Service. All these people work directly for the Crown, whether you like it or not. America never won its revolution. We never got free from the bankers of England. And in 1913, they solidified that with the United States Federal Reserve Act, and with, of course, creating Social Security taxes and taxes and income tax and so on and so forth. So you have basically a banking war that has been going on since the American Revolution that has been lost. And that's why I say Western civilization has to come to an end, because the male, patriarchal, banker-driven elite have basically stole and fleeced everything until now what the only thing they have left to steal is what they say are their number one issues. Depopulation, number one issue. Eugenics, they call it. And extending their life so that they have enough time to spend all the money they've stole. Now, we're talking about 1% of all of humanity is in this little club, and 3,000 of them join at Davos every year to have insider trading, which is completely evil, and try to give Klaus Schwab and his group the economic control of the world.
The citizens are not just sitting back doing nothing. We're doing stuff. And I'll give you an example. Silver Squeeze is still going strong. And the reason we're so focused with taking the physical silver out of the retail market right now is to put pressure on the industrials and on the bullion banks to force their hand and show the silver that they have or don't have. And we've already seen that several, like Perth, has closed down because of the lack of physical silver. Now, this is important because this is a direct hit into the Rothschild banking system, and also the Federal Reserve, with the hyperinflation not coming, it's already going on now, and it will only intensify. The fiat U.S. petrodollar will have to collapse. But when it collapses, who really owns that petrodollar? And that's, you know, the people that are all fenced in the capital. And so what happens? They can't pay the soldiers to do the work anymore. They can't pay themselves. Where is their money supplies? What are they going to do? Create a new Fed coin? Everyone out here is going to reject that. There will be almost like two economies. There'll be the economy of whatever kind of money they put into a little credit card or something they give you. And then there'll be another economy of patriots and people that were awake that got their hands on real money, silver and gold. So it's all disintegrating. We really don't know what it's going to be when it all falls apart. And you have to kind of sit back and see that Trump was the one that came in and was the great disruptor to all of this. And the demolition of this fake, phony, false economy had to be completely disintegrated, destroyed, before we can build something new, and perhaps before we can see the Trump presidency come back again and ascend as the phoenix that we felt he was.
You've said it quite right. Civilizations, as they die, they crumble. And the seven deadly sins become commonplace and accepted. And everybody tries to get their piece of the pie as the civilization is crumbling. And that's what we see here. And so lawlessness during, starting with the Bushes, not, you know, the Republicans were just as bad when Bushes were in power. They did the same thing. So lawlessness is completely the rule of the day. Falsehood politics, completely acceptable. Lying in Congress and the Senate, absolutely. Every single person who's been there for more than one term has a payoff, absolutely. They know that they can lie and get away with it because the law says they can, yes, correct. We know that the White House is bought and paid for by the globalists, yes, correct. So we know that America is faltering, and it looked as if Trump was going to give us the hope to win the first American Revolution, what we called the second American Revolution was taking place to win the first American Revolution. And we see, as we're talking to people like John Root Jr. and other people, you said I'm going to be speaking with somebody soon about this, that at the local level, you can start to regain your power and control over local elections and then expand out to the state and then have the state reject federal unconstitutional laws. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to rise up against the federal yes. government if they do what yes. they have done.
And now, we must do it. We absolutely must. It has to start with you as an individual. Go to find the precinct. Find out how you can volunteer. Get involved in Reba's movement. I have that on the CAT Report Community Bulletin Board, where this video will be located, so you can see that. But get involved. It's time that citizens take back our country. Now, but one other thing, I'm seeing a lot of talk in the internet right now where people are just finding out that Kamala Harris is an illegal alien. And of course, our audience has known this for quite some time because over 2 years ago, we pulled her birth certificate and showed that she is an illegal alien. So they're just finding this out and they're realizing that, oh my gosh, if Nancy Pelosi knows this, as soon as Kamala rises to become the presidency when Joe finally leaves the scene, Nancy Pelosi can call her out for not having the proper credentials, and Nancy Pelosi becomes the president. Oh my gosh, this is so close to actually happening because we know the fallacy of Kamala's position there. But even more so, who do you think Nancy would choose as her vice president? Probably Hillary Clinton, until, of course, Hillary Arkansas-ed her, and then Hillary Clinton becomes president.
And the queen of, Region 3, which is Canada, North America, and Mexico, which is exactly what they attempted to do with the NAFTA. It was basically to turn those three countries into one country and get ready to basically end our constitution and go over to United Nations rules will rule America. In other words, end populism, end nationalism for the sake of globalism. Now, this is very clearly the plan. They've laid it out again and again for the last 100 years. And what we're seeing is they pulled out the ace up their sleeve with the pandemic to move against Trump, because had he come into a second term, he could have solidified getting rid of things like the senior executive service, which he had already made a law that made it possible to get rid of them. He had done a lot of things that he had set up, but only with the second term and with actually having the Senate and the House on his both being Republican would he be able to actually move forward on these things, which we had hoped would happen. But what we just saw was the end of America. If the election is not overturned and found to be fraudulent, there is no America, folks. It's gone. So are you going to freak out? You don't need to freak out, because the freedom, liberty, and the rights, the inalienable rights of Americans reside in their heart. And so you can have the same liberties and freedom in America, but you must take control of your life. You must build an ark. You must build a biosphere. You must build an area where you can control the environment. And by doing so, holding your body as a sacred temple, you can then go on the journey that is the only journey worth going on, from your soul to your spirit. And don't be worried about America. America will falter. Everyone that knows about history knows that is true. And the next nation that will rise up, that will be the leading nation, will be Russia. Now, I'm sorry to have to say that. It won't be the Russia of communism. So don't get me wrong on that. It's going to be the Russian of Sophia, the Russia that realizes that there is a feminine divine wisdom, which is found in every single major world religion, that has been abnegated and denigrated and darkened for the last 4,000 years. And once that has been resurrected, we won't just go towards a materialistic Gaia giving some kind of anthropomorphism to the earth, but will actually be able to interact with the beings in the spiritual world. And that doesn't come for a while. So America is still going to be in control to lead us where? Into hell. The seven deadly sins now are literally standard operating procedures for Washington, D.C. I hardly know. I can't name five people in DC that haven't completely given over to the demon laws that give them advantages over the rest of the citizens in America.
Right. And I want to say, Trump just came out endorsing Rubio. And of course, people are writing that, well, of course, he had to do it because he's part of the RNC club and all this kind of stuff. Citizens, think for yourselves. You know how criminal Marco Rubio is. We've seen it played out on the stage. We saw his activities with the Gang of Eight. And I know you can say more about that, Douglas. But we need to be independent thinkers, and we need to reject Rubio. And I don't care if a Democrat gets in. Frankly, we need to send the message out to any so-called Republican that doesn't MAGA with us. We'll vote for the opposition, because what we know, what AIMCATs know, is that there's no difference between Democrats or Republicans. But we do need to make a statement and reject Rubio. I don't care what Trump says. Rubio is no good. And another thing that Trump says, promoting the vaccines, thinking people out here have done the research. No, we are not taking the vaccine. Now, this is causing the mainstream media they don't understand, because they've pushed Trump into saying that he supports the vaccines. I don't know if he does or not. I don't know if his kids are held hostage, what his situation is. We do not know. But we, as thinking independent thinkers, can what we can say is, no, we don't accept these kinds of things. If we know that a person is criminal, we reject them at the polls. We don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans.
Trump had always said before, when he was in office, that it is up to your own free will to decide if you want the vaccine. He also always, always said, he touted the speed at which these vaccines were created. He doesn't know the truth. He's been lied to by the CDC and the NIH completely, 100%. Not only that, he always stated that you should consider treatments. What did he do? He did both of the treatments, remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine and others. And so, what, you know, when he says get the vaccine, what he's trying to do is claim the victory over the worst globalist attack on the face of the earth, instead of looking into the science. The science is very, very clear what this is. And basically, let me just quote this for you. 100 million shots have been given out. 50 million people have gotten the two shots here in America. Of them, the CDC reports 2,320 deaths as of about a week ago when I checked. 51,000 people have been hospitalized or had to miss work for significant periods of time as direct effects to the shots. How does anybody consider that to be?
That he doesn't know that these vaccines are bioweapons. If he does not understand and know that, then why in the heck did we continue to push and promote him in office? When all of us out here know that it is a bioweapon, its origins was at Pirbright, and it was released who knows where all over the world, and that the British are behind it.
I'm afraid that Trump was surrounded by a bunch of idiots. We know that.
Yeah, but because Trump is not an idiot. Certainly he gets on the internet and he reads what's really going on.
How many people have you heard say the things we say? 10 people in the world? There are only a few people in the world that actually can tell you. And now, even those, when the CDC came out and said, yes, we are now taking the category of flus. We're not going to attribute any more deaths to flus. So now you have 200 deaths for flus this year in the middle of the flu season, which usually creates 100,000 deaths. Pneumonia went up from 90 to 100,000 in 1 year to 600,000. What did I say about the masks? They create bacterial pneumonia. Pneumonia is being lumped together with flus and with many other premorbidity diseases into coronavirus. So when you look at those statistics, it scares the heck out of everybody who looks at them for their surface value. Who can explain these things that we are explaining? They've went back and changed the charts because we pointed this out. Those very charts were not even, they weren't even available on their public site until we cited them, and then they started posting them, and then a few people caught on, and they pointed it out. The CDC has come out and they said early on, when there were only 200,000 deaths, the CDC came out and said, well, it is true, as some people have pointed out, that only 1/4 of these deaths at the maximum actually come from COVID.
Or like the Perbright Institute having a disclaimer on there that there have been some internet rumors that they are somewhat responsible for the coronavirus patent or something. Totally untrue. No, it's all true. We do our research. We do it 2 to 3 years ahead of the time that research is needed. Now, I want to go back to this interesting thing called dynastic transmigration.
In the ancient world, the further back you go, the more the leader of a culture, literally, when he would die or she would die, most of the time he, especially during, you know, the last 4,000 years, they would simply immediately look for that same exact being incarnating in another body. And then they would place that person on the throne. This has been standard operating procedure for a long time. Now, you had someone that you listened to mention that this can happen. And basically, it's very important to understand that what we in the West consider reincarnation is not what they consider reincarnation to be in the East. In the West, we consider it repeated human incarnations on the earth. In the West, it's human or animal incarnations, and that's called metempsychosis. And then there's transmigration, which means that one spirit can go from one body to the next multiple times without dying. So these beliefs have been around for a long time. So what is happening now is, even, I'm not going to say the name of the religions, but there are some pseudo-religions in America who literally believe that their leader of that religion channels the original founder of that religion. Literally, that being who founded that religion comes into the leader. That leader's exits, their ego, their I am exits, and the original founder of the religion comes in and speaks through them in a different voice. This is very, very, very common. But this is nonsense. This is the kind of thing that rich people want to have with the continuity of their consciousness being placed into machines. We talk all the time, and you can read about this, it's now very commonly known, that Rudolf Steiner referred to the devil that is incarnated at this time, literally in a human physical body, is called Ahriman. And that Ahriman has his intent to put his consciousness into what we assume will be the internet and become this super artificial intelligence that everybody is there are literally religions, there are churches founded to worship the super AI when it comes about. There are people who believe they will worship it. They won't have to make any more decisions. They will simply do what the super AI tells them to do. They will not have an ego. They will not have an I am. They will no longer be human. So these kind of things happen, and they're happening all around us. And you have to decide whether you're going to go on the journey and use your soul and your morality forces of your heart to approach your spirit. Now, there is a great play by Christopher Fry called The Sleep of Prisoners. And he wrote it a long time ago, but it is a perfect, perfect metaphor for our age. It basically, the whole thing happens in a prison cell. And all these men are in this cell. And they have conversations, and most of the whole thing is completely glib and nonsense. But they are being held prisoner, and for reasons they don't even understand. And one of them wakes up in the middle of the night with a dream and says the following, which is the most profound thing in this play. And yet I believe it is one of the clearest indictments and statements of our age that we can possibly reach. And then I'm going to go back in and look at a few of these phrases to demonstrate it to you. Here's how this quote goes. It's one of my favorite quotes. The human heart can go to the lengths of God. Lengths of God. Dark and cold we may be, but this is no winter now. The frozen misery of centuries breaks, cracks, begins to move. The thunder is the thunder of the flows. The thaw, the flood, the upstart spring. Thank God our time is now. When wrong comes up to face us everywhere, never to leave us till we take the longest stride of soul humans ever took. Affairs are now soul size. The enterprise is exploration into God. Where are you making for? It takes so many thousand years to wake, but will you wake for pity's sake? Every idea in this I could give a talk on, but let's just start from the bottom and go up. What does it mean it takes thousands of years to wake? For 4,000 years, men have told you that women created evil in the Garden of Eden, and we have had that stuff down our throat, and women have been persecuted, not allowed to vote, not allowed to have any freedoms, not allowed to develop their I am, their ego, and basically ego annihilation for 4,000 years. And it's still going on in most of the world today, folks. So don't think for one second that what happens here in America and the freedoms that we see here happens in other places. It takes thousands of years to wake up. Some of the people right now that you know have been asleep for multiple incarnations, thousands of years, and they are not going to wake up in this incarnation. Affairs are soul size. What did I just say? Soul seeks spirit. It's small enough for you to deal with and grand enough to be a never-ending journey. And that is an enterprise. It's an exploration. It's a journey into God. And where is God? God or the goddess is in your heart. So you don't have to look anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't need the government. You don't need money. You don't need hardly anything except a little bit of food. And you can still attain pure enlightenment. Now, this starts off with the human heart can go to the lengths of God. Now, I, as you know, have written a book recently on the human heart, and we've made that available to you to read because you don't have to go anywhere. The Holy of Holies is your heart. It's the heart of hearts, and it is the past, the present, and the future, and that's all you need. You don't even need your head, folks. You don't need a lot of thoughts. Dark and cold we may be, but this is no winter now. Does it not look like the war of all against all, the apocalypse? It's dark, it's cold, and you have nowhere to turn. It's a winter, and you may die. Yeah, that's what's going on. But the frozen misery of centuries breaks, cracks, and begins to move. What it's saying is, this isn't winter. Yeah, it's winter. It's the end of the old civilizations, but it's the beginning of a new civilization. It's a spring. Things are cracking, breaking, beginning to move. We have more spiritual knowledge available on the internet than ever in human history. There is no excuse for people not getting their own spiritual path to develop their soul, to reach their spirit. But they need to realize it's a spring now. And do not be discouraged. Do not have fear, doubt, and hate. And then be thankful, it says. Thank God our time is now when wrong comes up to face us everywhere. If you never have seen the devil, then you're probably not going to see an angel. And if you ever saw an angel, you're probably going to see a devil right afterwards. So if you don't get the fact that the wrong that's coming up to face you is to show you your own spiritual self, your own guardian angel, the angel in you, the spiritual world, to show you something beyond the material world, then you're just not paying attention. Everything is falling apart. For instance, when Tyler mentioned before the silver squeeze, that's squeezing derivatives. Derivatives are part of the seven deadly sins that leads us into basically stealing all your bank accounts, stealing all your money, and putting you into slavery debt. That's what derivatives do, with the approval of the U.S. Federal Reserve and the stock market and the Treasury. So all that wrong is facing us. Every time you look in the news, you're going to see horrible, horrible evil right now. Be thankful, because now evil can't hide. We're pulled across the threshold. Evil shows itself for what it is. Good shows itself for what it is. And those who can't cross the threshold and go to the good are here, and they're going to be wrestling with evil. For those who can get to the good, all you have to remember is light a candle and you dispel the darkness. One tiny, tiny candle can light millions of candles. Your little heart flame is all you need to basically be a galactic being, literally, quite literally. So be thankful all this wrong comes up to meet you so you can take the longest stride of soul that humans have ever took. which is an affair that is soul-sized. So this is a beautiful picture of what we have now. But if you don't have faith, if you don't have love, and if you don't have the place in yourself to stop fear, doubt, and hatred, doubt is where faith comes in. Love is gets rid of hatred, and fear is also dispelled by love. So all you have to have is two things: a little bit of faith based upon trust. Nobody asks for blind faith. Faith based upon trust and some love. And how do you know love works? Because all you have to do is look around, experiment with it. Love flows through you. It never stays with you. You can't expect love even though you give it. Once you realize that love is a force that is like the gamma rays beaming into your body to break it apart so that it can become more spiritual. That's what love is. Love shatters you so that you can become more. Love breaks the chalice of the heart so that every time you put it back together, your heart is bigger. So that's what we're facing in this age. And we need to realize that the darkness that is around us can easily be dispelled once we take control of our lives and realize, don't give your ego decisions, your bloodstream, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, don't give it over to anyone else. Take responsibility yourself. And if you do, then you basically become that, what the old ancients believed, which is, once you've developed your soul to become a spirit, then your spirit reincarnates and you remember your previous incarnations. That's the same thing that they're trying to do with corporate dynasties when the rich Rockefellers die and give it over to the younger ones, and they brainwash them to be exactly like them. They basically are them, and they have no free will. They serve the corporate dynasty, the family dynasty. Same thing with nation states. When one ruler dies and another one takes their place, nothing changes. But when your soul reaches your spirit, then you can start to understand all the lessons that you are learning from one incarnation to the next, if you believe that. And if you don't believe in reincarnation, then you can understand what it is that you have come in with, what you're doing with it, and where you're going with it. So the past, the present, and the future, whether you believe in these big highfalutin spiritual ideas, matters very little. That's the reason there's no proof of it, unless you're completely clairvoyant. There's no proof of these things. You have to develop the trust, to have the faith, to develop the love, to commune with those beings, and then the darkness of our time, when you look close, has a silver lining and is actually one of the brightest times in history.